Yes, hi, it's Ruth calling from Family First Care. How are you?
Yes, I called you guys back, but it just rung, so I failed your call back. How you doing?
Good, thank you. Okay.
I was trying to break up my stuff yesterday, but I sent the text saying that I was in the parking lot, but I couldn't find a building. Then I ran out of time, so I was going to upload it. What building you guys in? I know when you come around the winding building, you come through the parking lot, right?
So, actually, I work remotely, so...
Okay,
yeah,
no problem.
I'm not in the office.
That's fine, though. I can do stuff.
I can have someone, maybe I can see if I can have someone call you to give you the
rest. No, I'm fine. I was just calling, you calling me, I can upload the stuff if you guys send something, where I upload it to.
Yeah, you can just upload it there, and then you can also, if you want, you can just text me a picture of your IDs and everything.
Okay. I could do that.
So let me see what we're missing.
Go ahead.
So I can tell you. Let's see. Okay, so we'll need your IDs. Okay, which form of IDs do you have? Did you go that
way? I have my Social Security and my driver's license.
Okay, perfect. So take a picture of both of these and text it to me, okay? You can text
it
to this number.
Yeah, I'm going to do it.
Yeah. And then, let me see. There are two links that you'll need to do. Do you want me to resend you the links?
You can send them. Which ones is them?
So that's a direct deposit and the competency test.
Oh, okay. I have the direct deposit form. Can I just give you that number stuff too? Screenshot that?
No, so you'll need to fill it out on the direct deposit form.
Oh, okay.
It's very simple. Yeah, it's the form.
I'll open. Okay, no problem.
Okay.
I'll open.
Now, what about your TB test? Did you get one done within the last year, or you want us to help you schedule?
Well, I did get one, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to look at my email from Temple. I just got that done about a month ago for AmeriBest. From the company I'm leaving from. So that's very new. I had the two steps. So I can try to get those results on my email. I'm going to look at my portal.
So try to find that. So you can send
We're not going to be able to start until that because I work now with her.
You work now, right. So
I work now, yeah. I work every day with her. So what I'm seeing is I'm just trying to move over to y'all.
So when we spoke last, you told me that you wanted to start on the 23rd, which is on Monday.
So what I'm asking you is how sooner, because this company is not working for me. I was going to ask you, how soon can we?
So that's really up to you. It depends on two things. It depends on your paperwork as soon as you send everything in. And also it depends on the authorization from the insurance. Yeah, I spoke with the service coordinator before, and she told me that she will need to confirm with Cynthia with a switch, and then she'll be able to send the authorization.
His name is Andrew, we work with. So what I would do is the day when I get with Cynthia, we'll call Andrew so we can confirm, and then we can move forward, okay?
Okay, yeah. So you tell Andrew what day you want to do it for.
I will.
Yeah.
And then we'll get back with you. Tell me your name again. I want to put your name with this number because I have so many people call me, man. I don't mean to keep everything.
Sure.
What's your name?
Ruth.
Ruth. I knew you said that, too. All right, Ruthie, I'm going to put you right here with me. Look at me, act like we friends. And I'm going to get my paperwork together today, and then we'll go from there. I'm going to call Andrew this afternoon.
It'll be perfect.
At the 3 because I see Cynthia at 3:30, okay? You're here.
Okay, perfect. So if you send everything in today, then you can be still good today.
Okay, I'll call you back then, Ruthie, okay?
Okay, perfect.
What time you leave the office?
At 5 o'clock.
Okay, thank you, Ruth. Have a good one. I'll talk to you
too.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, bye-bye. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.